Taiwan Special, episode 3 for the week. So I said, you know, yesterday I talked about the buildup in Hong Kong and what's been going on there. And Beijing's getting to the point, they're going to do it with Taiwan. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. And it's going to be, no, that's what the West is going to be saying about China, that it's enough is enough. See, China thinks they're the judge, but China's the one that's been, I mean, what's China's buildup been? It's been Xinjiang, it's been the Uyghurs, it's been bullying the Taiwanese, it's been this mess in Hong Kong, and then it's been the fight with the Mongolians, you know, Inner Mongolia. Yeah, Mongolia doesn't like China. And then it's been Vietnam that China's been angering for 2,000 years. Literally, China's been trying to turn the Vietnamese into Chinese for 2,000 years. China is angry that Vietnam is not part of their, that whatever it is, empire, country, whatever they want to call it. And then you've got India. Pakistan has its grievances with China. There are so many people that have been irritated with China again and again and again and again. And the this is where you get to mental illness, Phil. The Chinese are actually going to believe that it's other people, other countries who've been doing what's wrong. And that China is the righteous judge because they're the center of the universe. The name of China in Chinese, Zhongguo, means the central country and the central land of central of what? Of the universe. They really believe this and they say so. And they're offended if you don't agree with them when they say, I really, really believe it. I really do. And you don't agree. I really, really, really do. And then you look at the floor. I believe it. This is what we're dealing with. And they think that because they believe they're the center of the universe, that that makes them the righteous judges. And they're going to be looking at these countries. Enough is enough. And I can't allow this. And what they don't get is that it wasn't those other countries that had the last straw with China the judge. It was China that dropped the last straw for the West and the countries all around China and the East and the South and everything but Russia. So that's been going on. You know, Hong Kong's just been a small part of it. Taiwan. Taiwan speaks Chinese. And, you know, Joseph Wu, Taiwan's foreign minister, is all upset because they don't get respect. Congressman Molinar, my congressman. You know how what he's got to do with all this now? You know this Iranian guy? He Jimmy. I'm sorry, his last name eludes me. It starts with an A. He was Iranian. His family, he was born in Iran, doesn't speak the language, came to America right away. All the rest of his family became American except him. He had a criminal record. He had mental issues. He needed insulin. It's that type of a diabetic where he needs insulin. I think that's type 2. Sorry. I don't know. Not sure. So immigration caught him, deported him, sent him back. They gave him a lunchbox full of insulin. So I don't know what his problem was. He can't get insulin in Iran. And he died. Well, guess who? Now, that was from Detroit. Guess who is all excited and upset trying to make a law that would change this? My congressman, Michigan's 4th district, just north of Grand Rapids. You know the congressman in Michigan that quit the Republican Party? Yeah. Well, this is the guy north of him. Yeah, he was Grand Rapids. Yeah, it was a Grand Rapids. The defector, the guy that quit being a Republican, was the Grand Rapids representative from Michigan. So we're talking U.S. congressman. John Molinar, just north of that guy, he is going to come in and help this foreigner. There was an Iranian who was here in America and he couldn't be a citizen because America was unfair to him. We've got to solve this problem. I've been writing to Congressman Molinar about the same problem I've been having to deal with, not insulin, not a criminal record. I've been writing to Congressman Molinar about Taiwan treating many foreigners unfairly and that affecting me. I've been writing about that 6 months. We're looking at 6 months now. 5-6 months. He never lifted a finger to help me. But now all of a sudden, he wants to help a non-citizen Iranian. Look, I'm not a decision maker. I don't decide Congressman Molinar's future. But I know the past. And it's like, this does, like, he's been told. And he is not someone who's been championing. He has not been trying to protect Americans' rights. And now all of a sudden he wants to go after this? I would love it if he saw the hypocrisy, the contradiction, and changed his ways and all of a sudden helped me. I think that'd be wonderful. And I'd consider it a happy ending because we're all learning. But if he doesn't, then the gavel's going to fall on him. God's will. And I'm explaining what's going on. I'm sad. Taiwan has been doing the same thing. You know how many Vietnamese and Thai and Cambodians and Filipinos, a lot of Filipinos? I don't see many Cambodians. A lot of Filipinos. You know how many people Taiwan's government mistreats? They do not lift a finger to do justice to foreigners. They do some things if it's obvious for them and easy for them to understand. But Taiwan's government does not do any homework to understand where the injustice is that's not reported to them or that is reported to them, but it takes more than 10 seconds to listen to. Like if you talk to them, if explaining a problem takes more than 15 seconds, the Taiwanese government doesn't listen to you. They're only solving the problems that take 5 seconds to explain. And if you're caught between 5 and 15, then, the dice rolls. So it's like China, Taiwan, and now my own congressman, of all the congressmen, he's the one working with Andy Levin, that I think he's from Detroit or something, Michigan's 9th District, to try to get a law that would fix the problem with Jimmy, the Iranian. I'm seeing a trend, and I think, as I mentioned yesterday in the beginning, I think that you're going to be talking to people. You're going to see people, and I look at this, and I'm a man who follows coincidences, and I see it happening all over in my own life, and I'm seeing it happen all over in the news. And 200 points make a line in my book. I'm not a conspiracy theorist when I see 200 dots on a page and 200 dots, all of them, in a perfect row and going, there's a line somewhere. And that's how I see life. And some people, that's going to offend because I don't know why. It's not part of their thinking. I think the term, this is where someone's going to delete this and click the unsubscribe button. The term for how I view that is called godliness. I live like there is a God. And when circumstances, quote unquote, all come together and converge, it's not circumstance, it's design. So, So I just lost my 2 subscribers. So I think in your own life, you are going to have this happen also, because this isn't just my life. And so it's going to happen in your life is why I think that. It's in my life all over the place, and it's happening in governments all over the world. You're going to meet people and they're going to say, why did God let this happen to Hong Kong? You know, the Hong Kongers don't live in a real democracy, but they expect their government to respect the rights of a democracy. The Taiwanese have a real democracy, but they don't expect the government to behave like it. If you know, the Taiwanese are amazingly brilliant, creative, wonderful, hospitable, lovable people. Some of the best friends I've ever had. Most trustworthy. Some of them. most of the ones I know, especially younger generation. I say younger, I mean below 40, maybe below 30. So many Taiwanese are awesome, but there is a sin of the old culture that they need to just repent of. And then there's a sin of the whole culture in Taiwan that needs to be repented of. And the old culture's sin is that they don't care about quality at all. The building I live in has these electric key ring things that you use to beep to open the doors. People use these things. It takes about a second or two for the door to open. Now, when I was at Moody and we'd swipe our cards on campus, the door would open immediately. And that was a 20-acre campus that all these things had to go connect with. Why does it take 2 seconds for me in this little tiny building to get the thing to open? It's because they're using Windows, and probably Windows 7 on a computer from like the 1950s, or, you know, and they're just the cheapest old thing, because pushing the button, opening the door, and having that work so you don't push the button and break the door because it's thinking about opening, that doesn't occur to them. And that's why the Taiwanese can't make enough good weapons of their own. And honestly, I doubt whether these Cloud Peak missiles are reliable. If, you know, Taiwan's got these new Cloud Peak missiles. It's called a Cloud Peak, and it can hit Beijing. Taiwan's got the missiles to hit Beijing. Okay, I hope something unusual happens and it actually works. I hope they don't have to use it. Also, Beijing is probably going to make sure that they need to use it. So I'm not going to get what I want there. But if Taiwan has to use these missiles to knock out a military base attacking Taiwan or something, I hope the missile works, because a lot of Taiwan stuff doesn't work because the companies are run by old people, and old people don't care about quality standards. And that's a problem that the old people have. You know, the good way to the old people will punish the foreigner teaching English the right way, or managing the company the right way. It's in the blogs from the people that have worked for these guys. And, you know, you got a young kid who's good at art and can't do math, and, you know, he's got a future, and mom says, no, be an engineer like your 5 older brothers all are. And, you know, he's baby number 6. They're all engineers. You can't do art. Be an engineer. And the kid commits suicide, and mom can't blame herself. She doesn't know why it happened. It's like, well, if the kid's good at art, then let him do art. No! You disagreed with the demigod, the mother, whom they really will pray to after she dies in their Taoist religion. So it's like the older generation doesn't want to do things with quality. Now, the sin of the whole people in Taiwan, there's only one. They don't know that they're strong. The old people are so beat down, they don't know they can stand up to their government and expect the government to behave. And the young people are so beat down by the old people beating them down and the government beating them down that they don't know that they can stand up. Look at the Hong Kongers. The Taiwanese, Hong Kong is what? 7 million people? Taiwan is like 23 million people? The Taiwanese have a democracy. They've all had military training, all the men. It's compulsory. It's called compulsory military service. Taiwanese are so strong. And they look at Hong Kong and they go, oh, we're not strong. It's like, no, they're smaller than you. That should inspire you to convince you that you are strong. But in their thinking, the Taiwanese look at Hong Kong and they think that they're not strong. And so what I think, when the gavel finally swings on Taiwan, I think, you know, the Hong Kong protests, I think, were probably going to be God's last straw. And I'm saying this because we've got to explain these things to people, and you might have to explain this to people around you. Why did God let China attack Taiwan? Why did so many typhoons and why did all this stuff hurt Taiwan so much? And I'm telling you why. God is not finished with it. God's not done with them. God's not had it, but He's done going this route because they're not going to cooperate with this peaceful, easy route. And so God says, okay, enough's enough. We're going this way now. And the last straw for Taiwan was the Hong Kong protests. The Taiwanese see how strong and bold those people are in Hong Kong, but they won't simply get on the phone and call their people in their legislature, in their government, Tell them how they want the laws to be and expect them to actually change it. They won't do that because they really believe that in a democracy in Taiwan, this is Taiwan. It's their favorite thing to say. This is Taiwan. We don't do it that way. We do it this way because this is Taiwan. 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 Ask any foreigner, any American, any Westerner who's ever been a foreigner in Taiwan. This is Taiwan. We do things this way. They really believe that in their democracy, if someone gets elected as a politician, that person is king. Politicians all think that. But the problem is when the people of the society believe that, that's when you have the big major problems. So the last straw for Taiwan, people are going to say, why did that happen? Why did God do this? Why is God so mean to everybody? Why did God let this happen? That's coming. And I'm telling you, God's not the meanie. This was the only way that people would learn. And the last step would have been so easy, but they wouldn't even take that one. I'm, you know, and then you've got this thing with America. I don't know what's going to happen with Molinar. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. We'll see. It's not up to me. If it were, things would be better, just as I'm sure they're up to you. But life isn't about me taking control and forcing things to be my good, better way. Life is about you, I, everybody saying, I can't control that. I would do a better job, but I don't have the power to do it now. So I'm just going to become awesome in my limited situation. For me, it's not about me trying to take power. It's about me trying to become awesome to be up to the challenge. And an unfair disadvantage. And same for you. There's stuff that you could do better. You could do it better than someone else. But that's not what life's about. It's not about putting the best person in charge. It's about the messed up situations that are perfect for you and I to become awesome. So whatever your circumstances are, don't think about how you need to be in charge to fix it all. Think about how you need to be awesome to handle this situation that has an unfair advantage or unfair disadvantage. Everyone has an unfair advantage. That's another discussion. But look at, in your unfair advantage situation, how can you become awesome? Well, I'll tell you, the gavel's going to be swinging on a lot of things. And a lot of people are going to need someone like you to kindly and gently tell them two things. One, this was the last straw in this situation, your situation, their situation, your friends. You're worried about your Taiwan situation, Hong Kong. Why does it happen in Hong Kong? This is what happened in Hong Kong. This is what happened to you. They're going to need someone to explain that. And they're going to need someone to say, but it's not over. The sun's going to come up tomorrow. And we are going to keep moving. And we're going to learn. And we're going to rebuild. And we're not going to be stupid again, at least in that way. Right? We've got to learn and move on. And we can do it. See you next week.